Apertura, Revista de Innovación Educativa, volumen 14, número 2, octubre 2022, marzo 2023. Desafíos en el aprendizaje remoto, EISSN 2007-1094. Mobile Learning as a Support to Learning English During the Social Lockdown. Aprendizaje móvil como apoyo para aprender inglés durante el confinamiento social. Por Cristian Armando Pineda Castillo, doctor en Educación por el Instituto de Estudios Superiores en Educación por Competencias, profesor del Colegio de Bachilleres del Estado de Sinaloa, México. Abstract. The main purpose of this investigation was to transform the teaching of English in high school by incorporating mobile learning as a complementary strategy to foster students' autonomy. A qualitative approach was used through an action research design, collecting information through participant observation, documentary analysis, and focus groups. Findings revealed the way learners' linguistic knowledge was significantly enhanced since they responded favorably to the Duolingo application. Specifically, pupils ameliorated their listening comprehension, vocabulary acquisition, understanding of topics, and exam scores. Additionally, teenagers' educational experience was improved as this innovative practice was greatly valued by them. However, limitations related to the digital divide, technological failures, and the period of lockdown caused by the COVID-19 were encountered. On the other hand, these results contribute to science as research projects like the present add to the odds in favor in adverse scenarios where educators and learners cannot meet face-to-face. In conclusion, it can be stated that, now more than ever, education must consider technology in the study of foreign languages. Keywords: English, language teaching, educational technology, active learning. Resumen. El objetivo general de esta investigación fue transformar la enseñanza del inglés en el bachillerato, incorporando el aprendizaje móvil como una estrategia complementaria para fomentar la autonomía de los estudiantes. Se utilizó un enfoque cualitativo mediante un diseño de investigación-acción, recolectando información a través de la observación participante, el análisis documental y los grupos focales. Los hallazgos revelaron cómo el conocimiento lingüístico de los estudiantes mejoró significativamente, ya que respondieron favorablemente de forma positiva a la aplicación de Duolingo. Específicamente, los alumnos reforzaron su comprensión auditiva, la adquisición de vocabulario, el entendimiento de temas y puntajes en exámenes. Además, se mejoró la experiencia educativa de los adolescentes, ya que esta práctica innovadora fue bien valorada por ellos. Sin embargo, se enfrentaron limitaciones relacionadas con la brecha digital, las fallas tecnológicas y el periodo de encierro provocado por el COVID-19. Estos resultados contribuyen a la ciencia, pues proyectos de investigación como el presente se suman a las probabilidades a favor en escenarios adversos, donde educadores y estudiantes no pueden reunirse de forma presencial. En conclusión, se puede afirmar que, ahora más que nunca, la educación debe considerar la tecnología para promover la independencia en el estudio de lenguas extranjeras. Palabras clave: inglés, enseñanza de idiomas, tecnología educacional, aprendizaje activo. Introduction. The National Educational Strategy in Mexico is failing to meet expectations and purposes set out to achieve an ideal English level. As a matter of fact, several studies provide information on unsatisfactory results obtained by many educators and learners in foreign language evaluations. Calderon, 2015, Ramirez Gomez and other authors, 2017. Fortunately, some teachers are contributing with great endeavor to ameliorate experiences in their school's context by incorporating the use of technology. Caso Enisaku, 2021. In this sense, it is intended to share how mobile learning has generated a positive impact on pupils from the Colegio de Bachilleres del Estado de Sinaloa during an adverse social process suffered throughout the world. The COVID-19 confinement. The present study was carried out in 8 groups of a high school community, which has different characteristics. For starters, the age of these adolescents ranges between 14 and 17 years old. Their main interests are focused on activities like playing games on mobile applications, chatting, listening to music and videos, as well as socializing with classmates. In addition, most learners come from families of a medium socioeconomic level where both parents must provide the household or whose progenitors are separated. Lastly, few teenagers have social, emotional, and financial stability. The issue is that instructional hours are insufficient to achieve the B1 level or intermediate according to the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages. Therefore, initial observations made it possible to identify that the main motive obvious to past formation issues. For example, many elementary schools in Mexico do not count with enough English teachers, or their proficiency level is not adequate, which turns into an undesirable experience for the students. Also, it has been observed how some juveniles are not motivated or interested in learning another language, as other studies have shown. Calderon 2015. Moreover, the lockdown period provoked by the COVID-19 increased the difficulties for ideal education conditions. Therefore, an intervention was implemented using the Duolingo app to support autonomous learning. It was intended to strengthen learners' independent learning skills with the aim of counterattacking the educational context disadvantages. It is expected that the implementation of strategies like this can contribute to the goals of the English subject, in other words, to consolidate and develop students' ability to communicate at an intermediate level. The foregoing allowed the object of study to be defined as the use of an application in English language learning and its influence in the educational experience of high schoolers. Thus, the following research question was established. How does the use of Duolingo contribute to an improvement of the English teaching learning experience? Likewise, the general purpose was to transform quality of formation processes from an innovative approach that incorporates mobile learning. This intervention suggested an educational improvement by linking theory with practice by recurring to a critical and reflective approach through action research. Hence, the following proposition or tentative answer was posed according to the premises of action research. Ari and other authors, 2010. Cohen and other authors, 2018, Norton, 2009, Stringer, 2007. The use of the mobile application Duolingo contributes in an innovative way to an enhancement of English language learning, since it facilitates the mastering of different linguistic items such as vocabulary, listening, and reading comprehension. Foreign language learning through technology. Society has become more digitalized today to the point that a dependence on technology has been created almost everywhere. This is a fact, often seen in many educational settings where adolescents are rooted in interaction through mobile devices, which at the same time are useful for them to keep up to date in family, local, national, and even international contexts. Montiel, 2017. An example of a device that has generated such necessity is the cellular phone, with the countless applications found to be helpful for people. Jervis and Krashen, 2014, argue that learners frequently resort to digital resources as an innate activity of their daily lifestyle. However, this interaction leads them to an acquisition of other languages through a subconscious process in a natural way. Simultaneously, individuals interact with platforms, for example, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, among others, without ruling out mobile learning or m-learning. The research related to m-learning offers some insights to the use of mobile phone applications to learn foreign languages. Kukulska, Holm, 2018. For instance, Postigio and other authors, 2017. Indicate that implementing Duolingo contributed to the development of listening comprehension skills in students at the University of Santiago de Cali. Concurrently, these experts acknowledge how this app is very popular since it has approximately 80 million users worldwide. In addition, it fosters learners' motivation by setting goals, prices, and manageability to administer their time using the application. According to Short and other authors, 2021, the language education processes through portable devices may also be referred to as an approach called mobile-assisted language learning. Likewise, there are some advantages when applying m-learning, Salinas and Marin, 2014. For example, learners are able to review topics in class hours, days, or weeks after they have been addressed by teachers. In addition, incorporation of apps or cellular phones fosters a ubiquitous schooling environment from anywhere and at any time without a need for individuals to remain in a geographic location, Hashim and other authors, 2017, which favors flexibility as well as ease of access to information provided these users have an internet connection and the required technological resources. Despite the numerous benefits of the implementation of technology with young people, there are also several drawbacks related to the famous digital divide, Parker and other authors, 2011. Nevertheless, it is important not only to appeal to the interest of agents in different contexts, but to lose fear towards change through actions that lead to an innovative transformation of educational processes. Methodology. A qualitative approach was embarked on putting through an action research design in an exploratory descriptive scope. Such methodology, which emerged as part of the teacher-researcher movement, Karen Chemis, 1986, allows to address contextual problems, promoting the emancipation and transformation of those affected or interested in improving educational quality. Erie and other authors, 2010. Cohen and other authors, 2018. Thus, the models proposed by Lewin, 1948, Norton, 2009, and Stringer, 2007, were taken into account to devise one based on the conditions and possibilities that concern this investigation. Problem identification leads to plan elaboration and execution, later to intervention, evaluation, and reflection, and, finally, to reporting results and reflection. Instruments. As a majorly qualitative methodology, this research appealed to participant observation, documentary analysis, focus groups, and a learning styles test. The following instruments were used to carry out this investigation: VARC test, visual, auditory, reader, writer, and kinesthetic. The version developed by Fleming and Mills, 1992, as cited in Garcia, 2007, was useful to find out whether Duolingo will be an appropriate application to use in the intervention. Digital Participant Observation Form. This format was used to register reflections of the daily practice, results from students' participations, expressions, and feelings. Documents. Attendance lists where students' assignments were registered and tutoring reports formed part of the documentary analysis. Digital focus groups form. Focus group formats allow it an easy way to record information during held sessions. Sampling. Action research is regarded as an inclusive methodology in which all those individuals interested in overcoming a status quo or facing a problem must participate. Carr and Chemis, 1986, Stringer, 2007. For such a reason, the study appealed to comprehensive sampling. Erie and other authors, 2010. This meant for every student using the mobile app Duolingo to be included. Participants were informed that the inquiry involved no risks at all, since the use of the application contributed to the overall foreign language learning process. Thus, all teenagers who are part of the teacher researchers' classes were taken into account, that is, 367 learners. Unfortunately, not all of them had the opportunity to use Duolingo since many did not have internet at home or their technological devices did not support the software because of technical reasons. This justified the sampling strategy where only 200 students were included, 140 women and 60 men between 14 and 17 years of age. Procedure. The procedure followed processes that were adapted to the context, needs, and emergent social situations. During June 2021, a reflective diagnosis was conducted on their teacher researchers' educational practice regarding English language teaching. In this sense, a record was made during participant observation and documentary analysis. Such annotations were useful to carry out a first analysis of information through initial focused in actual coding. Charmas, 2006. In a second moment, an action plan was created including three strategies. 1. Learning styles diagnosis. 2. Selection of a mobile app to learn English. And 3. Application and follow-up of the intervention throughout the first semester of the school year 2021 to 2022. Again, participant observation as well as documentary analysis were conducted to analyze data with initial, focused, and actual coding. Finally, 8 focus groups were organized to evaluate the intervention during November 2021. Likewise, participant observation and documentary analysis complemented more grounded results and an establishment of a hypothesis related with the use of mobile phone apps to improve English language learning in high schoolers. Throughout, the research data analysis was conducted using a digital word processor, Microsoft Word, which is valid in qualitative analysis, Watkins 2017. Results. The results of the intervention project are presented in correspondence with the methodology employed. It is worth mentioning that even when this investigation took place in a Spanish-speaking setting, accounts were translated properly by the teacher researcher who holds international certifications of an advanced proficiency level in English. Problem identification. Data retrieved from participant observation records and documents of the teacher's researcher's practice were used to conduct a qualitative analysis of the information with techniques proposed by Charmas, 2006. In this regard, initial, focused, and actual coding along with the identification of categories which led to the discovery that pedagogical conditions were not sufficient to achieve institutional goals and meet adolescents' interests. The identified theoretical categories were named as academic administrative suspensions, bad learning experiences, and affective problems. Unnecessary official suspensions are frequently decreed by local or state authorities. These academic interruptions interfere with the syllabus development since teenagers stop receiving education. Nonetheless, some are caused by meteorological complications, waves of violence, or other types of contingencies that put educational communities at risk. On another part, certain students do not have basic knowledge to perform thoroughly in the subject. According to informal interviews made to adolescents, the lack of English teachers in previous years, their low language level, or deficiency in pedagogic competence can be a reason for learners not having developed the skills to do well in English. Additionally, there is an appreciation of affective problems as high schoolers do not show enough motivation to succeed and become better persons at intellectual or human dimensions. In addition, it has been detected how quite a few juveniles have low self-esteem as they are afraid or feel shame to participate in class. Plan elaboration and execution. Planning took into consideration different guidelines proposed by Stringer, 2007. 3 main actions were undertaken. 1. Diagnosis of learning styles. 2. Selection of an English learning mobile phone application. And 3. Implementation and strategy follow-up. Participant observation as well as documentary analysis was conducted during the execution of this strategic plan. Action 1. The BERT questionnaire was applied to 238 learners, Table 2. But even when everybody was taken into account, quite a few adolescents simply did not want to take the test and others did not have the technological infrastructure at home to do so, internet, computer, or cell phone. Also, it is important to mention that not all students who answered the instrument used Duolingo. Test results show that most students obtained a kinesthetic learning style. Auditory learners were second, visuals third, and reader-writer styles were last. These findings suggested a compatibility with the strategy of using Duolingo to strengthen English language education processes. Action 2. Different mobile phone applications like Duolingo, Hello English, Learn English and Aprende Inglés Gratis were evaluated before selecting one. Having compared the apps, Duolingo was chosen since it has approximately 80 million users worldwide. In addition, it sets goals send time to administrate study, Bustillo and other authors, 2017. Another very important didactic element was diagnostic, formative, and summative evaluation, for which the app applies several exercises that constantly measure learning. Moreover, this software makes use of various resources as well as dynamics, for example, gamification, images, listening, and interpretation activities. Action 3. The Duolingo platform was used to create groups and administrate learning activities. One of the main advantages of this application is that teachers can organize pedagogical processes on the website, which allows a personalized follow-through by assigning specific tasks to each group. At the same time, learners are able to share progress and achievements with educators. Evaluation of intervention. The evaluation of the intervention followed the premises of action research under the critical educational paradigm. In this regard, the qualitative approach allows making conjectures based on rigorous procedures for collecting and analyzing information. Erie and other authors, 2010. Chalmers, 2006. Stringer, 2007. Hence, 8 focus groups were conducted throughout November 2021. Each session consisted of 10 students, all of which participated voluntarily. Simultaneously, constant reflection between theory and practice was recorded in participant observation forms. In addition, other academic documents, part of the teacher's researcher's responsibilities, were included in the analysis. The results revealed how the learners' linguistic knowledge was significantly improved since they reacted favorably to the use of Duolingo. In that sense, focus groups, participant observation, and documentary analysis permitted a triangulation of information, which allowed the present teacher-researcher to verify the impact of the intervention. The themes derived from such categories related to a development of listening comprehension, vocabulary acquisition, the understanding of topics, and exam scores. Moreover, adolescents' educational experience was enhanced, considering this innovative practice was greatly valued by them. Nevertheless, there were some constraints associated with the digital divide, technological failures, and the COVID-19 lockdown period. Listening comprehension. Since Duolingo models the pronunciation of vocabulary and challenges to identify words, many participants reported to have developed a capacity to comprehend phrases in spoken discourses in movies and TV shows. Next, an answer provided by a student makes this evident. Quote, I guess learning English with this application is fun. I mean, sometimes it is frustrating. But in a good way, since I'm looking at words over and over, I learned them by heart. Last time, I decided to watch one of my favorite TV shows in English, and I was amazed at how I was able to understand some of the things they were saying. End of quote. Student 1, first focus group. Vocabulary acquisition. Like in other studies conducted throughout the pandemic, Hadayati and other authors, 2021, the students showed a significant improvement in their vocabulary when using Duolingo. Some aspects which influenced this appreciation were that, according to responses, learners had the opportunity to review lessons and interact with words in a fun way, as this application will give them symbolic rewards every time progress was made. A participation during the focus group pointed out such an aspect. Quote, I mean, I think that most of the vocabulary I have learned during this time is because of Duolingo. You should make it a permanent strategy for the rest of the school years, as I have seen so much progress in my learning. End of quote. Student 7, second focus group. Understanding of topics. Another great option offered in Duolingo is that the comprehension of certain grammatical topics is reinforced. In this sense, some adolescents showed more participation during classes, acknowledging they had done better by practicing their English in the mobile phone application. Next, a commentary on such appreciation. Quote, "Ever since I started using this application, I have been able to better understand your classes. For some reason, I think it is because I am putting words in the correct order, and that has made me realize how to structure sentences in English." End of quote. Student 10, 5th focus group. Exam scores. The practice activities provided in Duolingo are similar to certain exercises that adolescents have to answer in institutional evaluations. Therefore, a few learners reported they felt that the tests had been easier. As a matter of fact, the documentary analysis permitted to observe how more students were getting better grades, and some of the ones who were failing were passing. A student stated on this aspect, quote, "I have indeed seen results with this application. For example, I have been able to understand most reading exercises in exams. I mean, it is not like I pass every single test with the highest score, but at least I feel that I'm doing way better." End of quote. Student 5, 6th focus group. In order to incorporate all participants' perspectives, answers in focus groups were grouped according to the categories described before: listening, comprehension, vocabulary acquisition, understanding of topics, and exam scores. Now, qualitative research is characterized by being narrative, dialectical, and making evident feelings of learners, as well as understanding of problematics, but this investigation design falls under the critical educational science, where other methods of analysis may be incorporated. Ari and other authors, 2010. Carve and Chemist, 1986. Stringer, 2007. Thus, percentage were calculated in consonance with the concurrences for each category. Such numerical information intends to include responses made by 80 students, and in no way has the purpose of measuring any variable like in a quantitative study. In order to include all 200 students, the information from participant observation records and documents, part of the teacher-researcher's daily responsibilities, were put together with data analyzed in focus groups by incorporating the coded units of analysis into each of the main categories. Thereupon, as part of the qualitative tradition, it can be hypothesized that using and learning with apps such as Duolingo ameliorates the learner's educational experience. Also, English language education is enhanced through the app since it incorporates a gamification environment which makes learning a positive experience. Plus, it helps to develop listening comprehension skills, vocabulary retention, understanding of topics, and it supports preparation for certain exam exercises. However, as education is context-specific, these findings are in no way generalizable, but researchers are invited to evaluate whether their conditions are similar to the present in order to use this application in their classroom settings. Discussion. There were several limitations throughout this intervention. Hereunder, such constraints are discussed. In addition, findings are contrasted with other studies published in indexed journals. One of the limitations identified was that there is no application available for cellular phones that allows monitoring the students' progress, which consequently requires accessing Duolingo's platform from its official website. Other constraints detected were categorized as follows. 1. Lack of space in mobile devices. 2. Difficulty in entering Duolingo groups. 3. Technological failures. And 4. The period of confinement due to COVID-19. Lack of space on mobile devices. During the intervention, some students argued about not having enough room on their cellular phones to install the application. This issue was addressed by providing them with Duolingo's web address so that they could carry out learning activities. However, such a situation did not cease to be a problem since the same excuse continued to be presented by a few high schoolers. Constantly, Monday, 2017, conducted an investigation with the aims of seeing if this mobile app could be employed in a language course following the same idea of ubiquity, which in turn will serve as a complementary activity to learners' language acquisition. The expert also used the web address as an alternative to provide more accessibility options. Subsequently, The researcher observed how few students decided to continue using Duolingo as an independent learning strategy as they saw it to be useful, an aspect as well identified by other authors, Nashin and Hossein Iqbali, 2017. Difficulty entering Duolingo groups. Those students who have trouble entering the group show with their cell phone to demonstrate the case. As a solution, they were asked to answer the app without accessing the Duolingo group, and progress was registered manually in attendance lists. It is worth mentioning that very few mobile devices presented such problems, but it was clear how this software was not compatible with every single device. Technological failures. There were few cases in which the Duolingo system did not report progress of a few learners who met learning goals through the platform. Additionally, for some reason, the website that allowed monitoring applications stopped working. This issue was faced by asking pupils to present their mobile device with progress, and again achievements were registered manually in attendance lists. Confinement period. Unfortunately, the due to COVID-19 social lockdown forced all of Mexico to suspend face-to-face educational activities. Throughout this moment, the digital divide was more evident than ever. Many high schoolers argued that they had no internet or that their cell phones could not operate Duolingo. Even though the application is free to use, it requires online connectivity. In extreme cases, those students who did not have the chance to utilize the app all were given a follow-up with each and learning assignments implemented regularly. These juveniles, in specific, were discarded from this intervention without affecting them academically. In a study carried out by Habibi, 2020, and Kenny, 2014, such a requirement of online connectivity weakness was also identified. Furthermore, these experts stated that certain activities cannot be conducted on both PC and smartphones. Hence, the solutions tried throughout this intervention may not have contributed to solving the digital gap, but they looked forward to avoiding exclusion of learners in the learning and evaluation process. Likewise, research conducted by Nadifan and Pupsitasari, 2021, demonstrates the effectiveness of e-learning during the confinement period as a self-learning strategy with the help of Duolingo. Their investigation revealed how high schoolers felt pleased because not only was the application easy to use, but it as well helped them to acquire skills to formulate expressions in English. Nevertheless, the app seemed quite useless for those learners whose level was labeled as intermediate or advanced. Conclusions. To sum up, it can be concluded that mLearning favored English learning in high schoolers by promoting an enhancement in their listening comprehension, vocabulary acquisition, and understanding of topics and exam scores. Simultaneously, the process undertaken allowed the fulfillment of the general research purpose of transforming the teaching learning experience by incorporating technology through the implementation of Duolingo for students to study foreign language independently. Despite the adversities and disadvantages that occurred, the benefits had a greater impact than these negative issues. Then again, research will continue by using other cell phone applications that reinforce English language teaching. Hence, the following investigation questions are posed. 1. What mobile phone apps can be used to foster skills such as speaking, reading comprehension, and pronunciation in adolescents? And 2. How far do these applications favor the development of communicative competence in high schoolers? Now, additional interrogatives may be formulated according to every educational context, but creativity and challenge is up to educators and learners. The findings in this paper are in no way generalizable as action research is perceived as a majorly qualitative methodology confined under the critical educational science. In other words, teacher researchers are welcome to conduct investigation processes by appealing to the present study design. Nevertheless, results may vary according to every specific scenario, that is, they might be better, the same, or worse than the ones presented in this article. References: Eric D., Jacobs, L.C., Sorensen C., Erasabie A., 2010. Introduction to Research in Education. Belmont, USA. Wadsworth, Cengage Learning. Bustillo J., Rivera C., Guzmán J., G. y Ramos L., 2017. Benefits of using a mobile application in learning a foreign language. Sistemas y telemática. Volumen 15, número 40. De la página 55 a la 68. https://doi.org/10.18046/syt.v. 15 y latina 40.2391. Carr, W. y Chemis, S., 1986. Becoming Critical, Education, Knowledge, and Action Research, Palmer Press. Calderón D., 2015. La política educativa actual del inglés en México en J.L. O'Donoghue, Cord, Surrey. El aprendizaje del inglés en México. De la página 57 a la 77. Mexicanos primero. Charmas K., 2006. Constructing Grounded Theory, A Practical Guide Through Qualitative Analysis, Thousand Oaks, USA, Sage Publications. Cohen L., Mannion L. y Morrison K., 2018. Research Methods in Education, Routledge, Taylor and Francis Group. García J.R., 2007. El modelo BARC, instrumento diseñado para identificar estilos de enseñanza-aprendizaje. Revista de Investigación Educativa Duranguense, número 6, de la página 86 a la 90. https://dialnet.unirioja.es/ceflet/artículo:\código:\igual 2293085. Habibi A., 2020. Duolingo as an Educational Language Tool to Enhance EFL Students Motivation in Writing, British Journal Bahasa dan Sastra Inggris, volumen 9, número 1, de la página 13 a la 26, http://dx.doi.org/10.31314/ british.9.1.13-26.2020. Hashim H., M.D., Yunus M., Amin MBM y Mohamed Osir NA 2017. Mobile Assisted Language Learning, MOL, for ESL Learners. A Review of Affordances and Constraints. Science Humanica, volumen 9, del número 1 al 5. https://doi.org/10.1113/sh.v9n15.1175. Haidachati H., Ramania R., Irwandi I., Udri M., Citri y Latina y Mujardini S. 2021. Use of Duolingo application to improve English vocabulary during COVID-19 for mining engineering students. JCES, Journal of Character Education Society, volumen 4, número 3, de la página 623 a la 634. http://journal.umat.ac.it/index.php/jces/article/view/5656. Jarvis H. and Christian S. D., 2014. Is Call Obsolete? Language Acquisition and Language Learning Revisited in a Digital Age. The Electronic Journal for English as a Second Language, volumen 17, número 4. http://tesleg.org/wordpress/issues/volume17/EJ68/EJ68A1/. Kazu I., Y. I., Isaku Y., 2021. The Opinion of ELT Students on Technology-Based Classroom Approach, Focus on ELT Journal, volumen 3, número 1, de la página 33 a la 42. https://focusonnailed.com/index.php/foe/article/view/36. Kenny E., 2014. Strength and Weaknesses of Duolingo, 2020, Prezi Inc., Terms and Privacy Policy, https://prezi.com/e4zxf67a-tvy-strengths-n-weaknesses-of-duolingo/. Kukulska, Hulm, A., 2018. Mobile Collaborative Language Learning, State of the Art, British Journal of Educational Technology, volumen 49, número 2, de la página 207 a la 218. https://doi.org/10.31314/ 10.1111/BJET.125800. Lewin K. 1948. Resolving Social Conflict. Selected Paper on Group Dynamics. Harper and Row. Montiel A. 2017. Enseñanza del inglés a través de las apps. Tesis de maestría. Universidad de Cantabria. Cantabria, España. https://repositorio.unican.es/xcmlu/latina/bstream/handle/10926/montielpazalberto.pdf signo de interrogación sequence signo de igual 1. Monday P. 2016. Duolingo como parte del currículum de las clases de lengua extranjera. Riet, Revista Iberoamericana de Educación a Distancia. Volumen 19, número 1, de la página 83 a la 101. https://doi.org/10.5944/riet.19.1.14581. Natifa UN y Puspitasari D. 2021. Learning English through Duolingo. Narrating students' experience during COVID-19 pandemic time. Ethical Lingua. Journal of Language Teaching and Literature. Volumen 8, número 1, de la página 302 a la 310. https://eticalingua.org/25409190/article/view/280. Norton, L.S., 2009. Action Research in Teaching and Learning, A Practical Guide to Conducting Pedagogical Research in Universities, USA, Routledge. Nushi M. y Hossein Ekbali M. 2017. Duolingo, A Mobile Application to Assist Second Language Learning. App Review. Teaching English with Technology. Volumen 17, número 1, de la página 89 a la 98. https://twt.journal.org/signo-de-interrogación/pd/mac/t/igual/process/ampersand/did/igual/ndc4l/mhvd/g/xpvms. Ramírez Gómez, L.A., Pérez Maya, C.J. y Lara Villanueva, R.S. 2017. Panorama del Sistema Educativo Mexicano en Enseñanza del Idioma Inglés como Segunda Lengua. Revista de Cooperación, número 12, de la página 13 a la 22. https://revistadecooperacion.com/número12/012-02.pdf. Salinas J. y Marín V. I. 2014. Pasado, presente y futuro del microlearning como estrategia para el desarrollo profesional. Campus virtuales. Volumen 3, número 2, de la página 46 a la 61. http://www.uajournals.com/campusvirtuales/es/revista-es/numerosanteriores.html/interrogación-id/108. Short, M. Tilak, S. Kuznetkova, I. Martens, B. I. Akinkwolie, V. 2021. Gamification in Mobile Assisted Language Learning. A Systematic Review of Duolingo Literature from Public Release of 2012 to Early 2020. Computer Assisted Language Learning. https://doi.org/10.1080/09-5885221.2021.19:33540. Stringer, E.T. 2007. Action Research Sage. Watkins, D.C. 2017. Rapid and Rigorous Qualitative Data Analysis. The Radar. Technique for Applied Research. International Journal of Qualitative Methods. Número 16, de la página 1 a la 9. https://doi.org/10.1177/16094069/17712131. Este artículo fue recibido el 20 de noviembre de 2021, aceptado para su publicación el 6 de julio de 2022 y publicado el 30 de septiembre de 2022.